Game on. Cricket.
Now, Ireland's longest-serving men's captain, William Porterfield, announced his retirement from international and representative cricket. He joins us now on the line to talk about his career. William, how is retirement sitting with you?
It's probably still a bit strange at the minute. It's also probably hasn't sunk in because I'm still down in camp with the lads and in Wicklow at the minute, building up to the India series as part of the coaching staff. So still being around the lads probably hasn't made me miss it yet, if that makes sense.
Does it make it harder, though, the fact that you are with them and you know that you're not going to ever have that opportunity again?
No, not right now, especially being at T20 camp. I've been a part of the coaching staff for a little bit. I think whenever it's only whenever someone says that, you're never going to play again. It makes you think,
sorry.
It's fine. And I think it'll probably be whenever the actual ODIs are come round against New Zealand, whenever you're not actually taking the park and not being part of it, it'll probably hit home a little bit more. But look, I'm comfortable in the decision that I've made, and it's the right thing for myself and the family, and with the opportunities that have come up. So I might not say that in 2 weeks' time, but yeah, I'm comfortable with where I'm at.
So I've been reading some lovely tributes to you from lots of different people. How do you feel about when something like retirement happens and everybody clamours around to tell you how great you are and the influence that you had on them? Because you had an influence on quite a number of cricketers.
Yeah, it can be really nice. Some of it seems like almost an obituary to some people. You're moving on. But no, it's really nice. And I think it is something that I probably will reflect on more down the line. As I said, the camp and everything's come pretty quickly. But no, it's really nice when you get a few messages and there's tributes being paid. And just whenever you see some the amount of games that actually come up and how long you've been involved and how many players you've had the opportunity to play with, it kind of starts to sink in. It's obviously something that every young cricketer grows up wanting to play for the country. So to be fortunate enough to play that many games over that amount of years has been pretty special.
Not only has it been special, it's been pretty phenomenal, really, when you think about it. So 310 caps across all formats for Ireland, 37 years of age, captained your country for, I think, nearly 11 years, or it probably is 11 years, actually. To have that level of longevity and consistency, it seems really remarkable.
Yeah, it probably wasn't always that consistent. But yeah, it is when you... I think that was the thing that sunk in whenever Balbo took over as captain as well. And I'd actually been captain for more than a third of my life, which was a bit weird as well when you thought about it like that at that time. So, yeah, look, I've been so fortunate to continue that. There probably was a couple of patches throughout the captaincy where I thought it was now the right time to let someone take over. But whenever you had the backing and we had a few transitions within the team, that probably kept it fresh for myself. And I made it enjoyable, and hopefully I've helped some people along the way.
I'm not a cricket expert by any means, but I am quite interested in the game, and I've been learning a lot about it since I started working in media. And one thing that really took me by surprise, really, was the role that the captains in cricket have to play. It's so different to other sports. There's an awful lot more responsibility. You have to make so many calls on the pitch, but off the pitch as well, in terms of selection, which I just find fascinating. But I'd imagine it's not an easy thing to be involved in.
No, it's not, and there's so many facets, and that's probably the thing when I first took over that I was, I'd say potentially a little bit naive to. I was always comfortable with on-the-field decisions and things like that, but there's so many other factors, and leaving people out was always the hardest part of the job. I don't think that ever changed throughout my time or ever became easier. And you're always knocking on someone's door, kind of pulling them aside, kind of asking for training sessions and saying, look, this is the direction we're going in for this series or a couple of games and things like that. So that never got easier. And then you've got so many other factors. You go on tour for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, and you got people with young families there. You got people that there's other issues going on at home that can affect performance and can affect how people are feeling. And that was probably something that I didn't appreciate so much when I was 23, just traveling the world playing cricket. I was quite happy and oblivious to it. So I probably didn't have as much empathy then as what I would do now for things going on at home. And look, I think that's a big part of it as well, because as I say, we go on long tours and spend a lot of time away from home, and that's challenging for family life as well.
It sounds like you evolved quite a lot during that period captaining the team.
Yeah, it did. As I said, that was probably the biggest thing for myself was dealing with those kind of issues. And especially when I was young, taking over, we still had a lot of experienced people on the side, like Cam McCown still playing, and Trent Johnson, Andre Botha, that kind of generation. They were probably thinking, "Is this young pup coming in and start telling people where to move and who can do what?" So it was that was a thing for myself, and that was a challenge because I looked up to those guys before even maybe debut. And then all of a sudden, you're kind of giving out a few instructions and speaking to people about that. But I think that helped as well, having those lads there to start to appreciate that there's more to it than just manoeuvring fields, and appreciate what actually happens later in life with families and trying to manage that, because you'll have a 17-year-old on tour and also a 36-year-old on tour, and you treat everyone the same, but that's obviously different mm-hmm. because a 37-year-old's needs are different to a 17-year-old's needs.
Yeah, it definitely is a fascinating one for sure. So like most general sports fans, we just remember the really good days or the big occasions, things that we jumped on the bandwagon for, events that will always stick in our memories. And the 2015 Men's World Cup was one that really we won't forget anytime soon. And your 107 against Pakistan was a special day, I'd imagine, for you as well.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, it would have been a bit sweeter if we'd have qualified that day. We had to beat Pakistan. They went through on run rate. But yeah, to find out, I suppose, in the third World Cup, to finally get 100 and to get it in a game of significance, I suppose, albeit the result didn't go away, was obviously a proud moment. So yeah, that is something that I will take away. I'm not massive on individual accolades, but it was nice to get 100 at the World Cup and in a game where we kind of had to win, but obviously, as I said, the result didn't quite go away.
And what about your 112 against England?
Yeah, and again, it's what you want to do. You want to put in performances and to do it against some of the kind of best sides in the world is pleasing, because it's something you work towards, is playing at the highest level. And then to kind of put in performances to kind of reinforce that all the hard work is paying off, and instead to do it against some of the best sides is a satisfying feeling.
You also captained Ireland for their maiden test match against England. What was that like?
Yeah, obviously, the first test match in Malahide was something that probably may not have thought of it would have happened. And now that kind of a few of us coming mid-late 30s in our kind of careers, I was about to say lifespan, but in our careers. so yeah, that was an amazing feeling to obviously get tested, and then for it to actually progress and to get out on the park was a very special occasion. And then the test match against England at Lords was obviously a huge occasion. Everyone wants to play test cricket, but then to actually get the chance to play at Lords, and obviously Tim Murdoch got up there in the honours board, so to leave that with an Irish cricketer up there was special. And I'm sure a lot of Irish cricket fans that were there that day or watching around the world at that first session is something that they will cherish, as do we. But obviously, again, it would have been nice to come out the right side of it at the end of the few days. But you talk about little things, and probably as you evolve in the appreciation, like to get all the families that were there up into the changing rooms at the end and spend a couple of hours there at the home of cricket and things like that was a nice thing for friends and families to get up there because of the sacrifices they make as well. So it's nice to appreciate those moments, albeit that the result didn't go away. To get, as I said, parents, girlfriends, wives, kids up there was a really nice couple of hours.
Yeah, those are the days that you remember for definite. So for the future, you've started coaching now. Is that where the path that you see yourself going down in the future?
Yeah, it is. I feel it's something I've been thinking about what it would always do when I start playing, and it's something I never really had a direct answer to. But the last few years I've got a bit more involved in coaching, and it's become clear that that's something that I do want to do, and I've been trying to pick up as much experience as I could along the way and learn. Fortunate when you're playing international cricket and county cricket and the likes, you play under some great coaches, so I've managed to pick up a lot from them, and even speaking to players transitioning into coaching, it's been great learning for myself. And to get the opportunity that's come up with Gloucestershire until the end of the season is going to be great for myself. So I've been down there for 3 or 4 weeks now, and it's gone pretty well. So just look to continue that and keep learning.
So Ireland are currently preparing for their T20 games against India. You're in with the squad. The women's team have just finished a series against South Africa and have professional contracts. What needs to be done to keep cricket on this upward trajectory, do you think?
Oh, look, it's one of those things in professional sport. A lot of it boils down to finances, and as much as there's some extra money coming in from the ICC, there's a lot of areas in which that needs to be spent, and I wouldn't like to be the person in charge of deciding everything like that. But from a purely selfish cricket point of view, it's just keep improving facilities and the amount of games that we get. The more games we play, the more you're going to improve as cricketers. So the more fixtures we've got, then that's only going to put us in a better place. And hopefully, with contracts moving towards full-time, more contracts going into that space. As I said, the women have had a few this year as well, a few extra. So the more people that are hitting balls and training every day, that's only going to put us in a better place.
So tell us about India. How big is the task that lies ahead?
Yeah, look, obviously one of the biggest powerhouses in the world, and over 1 billion people to select from, in a country that cricket is religion. They know, I wouldn't like to be an Indian cricketer. They might have scrutiny everything. They can't leave their house. It's until you go there and experience it, it's a pretty hard thing to fathom. Like, people think professional footballers in England can't do a lot. Like, it's even bigger, cricket in India. So like, the challenge ahead, probably the number one ranked team in the world, are not far off. So it's going to be a very tough challenge, but the beauty of cricket is it's 11 guys against 11 guys on the pitch. And anything's possible. We've talked about a few memories we've had throughout World Cups, and those are the kind of memories we're looking to create moving forward on a more regular basis. And I think the lads are more than capable of doing it.
Thank you so much, William, for joining us on Game On this evening. And you've had an absolutely amazing career, and I'm so excited as well for you for the future to see where you end up going, because if you give as much commitment to coaching, you will no doubt have a phenomenal career as well. And best of luck to Ireland as well over the next few days.
Thank you very much. Game on. Cricket.